With an increase in school shootings, schools are being built to thwart intruders. WPSU's Emily Reddy took a look at changes in school building construction meant to keep kids safe.
Martha Sherman has two kids at Mount Nittany Elementary School in State College. On a recent morning when she was dropping them off, office staff wouldn't let her go beyond the front office. She wanted to walk her son Zane to his kindergarten class. But his school, like many others, has a safety policy that says parents can't do that.
He was just anxious about going by himself. His sister had run off excited and went to class, so she couldn't take him, which she normally takes him. And so I thought, well, I'll just take you to your classroom. And they said, no, we'll get him there.
Sherman says it was tough on her son, who's in a big school for the first time this year.
He's very sensitive, and he's a creature of habit. And so, the routine changed. And so he was just anxious.
While she understands the need for safety precautions, Sherman says she thinks there could be some flexibility to make families feel more welcome. She's also a criminologist at Penn State who questions whether locking down school buildings will even work.
I don't think it's an effective tool for keeping the school safe. I think that if somebody wants to get into the school and do harm, they'll get into the school and do harm. But the school has to try. And it is certainly easier for them to tell who belongs if not very many people belong.
In this time of shootings, schools are feeling the pressure to make changes to how schools are constructed in an effort to keep intruders out.
So just watch your step in here.
So we come inside.
School architect Jeff Straub walks into the construction area at Coral Street Elementary in State College. Straub is certified in crime prevention through environmental design.
So again, we're stepping into the multi-purpose room.
The giant room serves as lunchroom, basketball court, and auditorium. Many walls here and throughout the building are made of glass. But Straub says a safety glazing makes that glass as sturdy as a solid wall. Another feature the renovation will add is an entrance like the one at the school where Sherman takes her kids. Straub has been designing K-12 buildings for 20 years. He says having administrative offices at the front entrance of the school building is probably the biggest change in school design.
One thing that you run into is in an older school 40 years ago, very often you'd see the main office in the middle of the school, not at the main entry. The idea was you'd have the administration right at the heart of the school. It could be easily accessible by the students. Well, that created a security issue with essentially somebody enters the building and they have whole access to the facility.
Other common safety changes include updated classroom door locks, security cameras, and metal dividers that can be dropped to lock down parts of schools. But Straub says building design alone isn't enough. Sometimes what you need is good protocol. That could include training visitors not to hold the door open for the person behind them, or making sure the main office has a packet of safety procedures. Straub says you don't always need fancy safety gadgets. Just knowing where to hide from an intruder can be enough.
There's a lot of people talking about whiz bangs and, new blinds that, you hit a Velcro and it'll close off the glass immediately. But the comment might be, if you have a window into a classroom and it's a square classroom, do you have to block the glass when the kids can just go into the one corner and nobody can see them from the hallway?
Martha Sherman, the parent, says she doesn't want her kids to feel like they're in a prison. She likes that their school is bright and full of windows. This new one is, too. And in fact, Straub says construction choices, including using more glass, can cut down on issues that can sometimes lead to violence, like bullying.
The problem that you have, and very often in older buildings, is are there a lot of hiding places? There's this whole discussion about removing a lot of glass, but when you don't have any views from the classroom to the hallway, the staff, the teachers can't be monitoring a hallway if they can't see through a solid wall. But if you have glass looking out into that space, then they can monitor both spaces at one time.
Straub's firm is currently working on 3 State College area elementary schools and the high school. He says safety features usually add from 0.5% to 1.5% to the total cost of a project. Pennsylvania's Act 44, enacted last June, gives school districts $25,000 each to improve safety. Many are hiring counselors or security officers, But Straub says many are also contacting his office for building improvements and safety assessments.
The state police will do for free an evaluation of your building. The problem is there's a 6 to 12 month waiting list right now for that. And they don't come in and do every school in your district. They will come in and do one building.
One of the more controversial building safety measures is metal detectors. Some parents, like Sherman, don't want them. But Straub says they're a good option for some school districts if they have the personnel to run them correctly.
Okay, bud, going through.
Students who arrive late at Altoona Area High School go through a metal detector manned by a security greeter.
And they don't beep, so they're done. They get to go to school now. Okay? Have a good one, bud.
Altoona doesn't have all the students go through the metal detector every day. Instead, they put students through random metal detector checks. Assistant Superintendent Patty Burlingame says that was suggested by a security audit by the Pennsylvania Department of Education. She was the principal at the high school for 18 years and up until just a few years ago.
When I was principal, we would do the metal detectors at least once a marking period. But we do it if there is anticipated threat. We would just pull them out and we do them then. We just do them randomly sometimes in the morning just because.
Police Services Director Bill Peffer says the high school first got the metal detectors about 20 years ago, around the time of the Columbine shooting. He hopes they never feel the need to put every student through a metal detector every day.
I don't want to say never. Hopefully it never does, but I mean, things change. Society's changed since I've started this job.
Burlingame says they're now adding metal detectors at some of the district elementary schools.
Well, I think it had to do with the most recent school shooting, and the money was available. And one of the most recent shootings happened in an elementary. So that really prompted that as well.
Visitors to the high school always go through a metal detector, have their ID scanned, and are escorted by security to where they need to go. In this old-style building, administrative offices are not at the entrance. But it won't be that way for long. Altoona's current high school was built in 1927 with an addition in 1972. It's taken a lot of safety updates to make it secure. But soon the school district will replace it with a new $88 million high school with all the modern safety features built in. I'm Emily Reddy in State College.